3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. Steering wheel in my left hand and my spotlight in my right. Out looking for a big buck, cause there's a contest to win. I can't let old Bad Bob beat me out again. So the spotlight glows. Yeah, the spotlight glows. Game board and sleeping in his house across town. It's a good thing I mailed his wife that Victoria's Secret gown. Asking for a miracle as my buck walks into sight. Warden ain't the only one who's getting lucky tonight. In his spotlight glows.
Kevin Blake Weldon, the spotlight glows, all in jest, of course. He ends up getting busted by the game warden, and the spotlight doesn't glow. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Good luck to all of you out there in these tree stands and ground blinds and hunting.
This is our deer season show. Having a great time in this segment here in our second hour. I'm going to talk to Eric Baumgard with Custom Cottages, and me and the Vogelbacher have our tree stand tables in. We're going to call the tree stand table guy and talk to him as well. But first,
I want to make a quick note. With all the issues with guns and gun ownership and all those things going on and the anti-hunting stuff, it's good to see a little switch in something. Buckeye stores, check them out. When you go to Buckeye, they have a new big gun counter and big sporting goods. They're going the opposite direction of like Walmart. Walmart's reducing and getting less and less. And my understanding of they're going to quit carrying firearms and ammunition. And we still got a few good sporting goods stores in the area like Denny Dennis, Don's, but you know, they're rare. When I started in this business, there were sporting goods stores, mom and pop operations all over the country. Very few big box stores now, but Buckeye, check them out. There's one in Herculaneum. There's one down in House Springs. They're going the opposite direction. They've improved and enlarged their sporting goods. They've got a huge gun counter. They got handguns, rifles, shotguns. They got the ammunition out on the floor in the aisle like it used to be. So support those guys.
We have Bob Sanfilippo on the line. Hey, Bob, welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors.
How you doing, Ray? Good morning.
Couldn't help but notice this product, a tree stand or a ground blind table. We need you to tell our listeners all about this. How's it work?
Oh, well, it's the first of its kind, and it's, we call it the 5-in-1 portable tree stand table because you can use it on all fixed climbing and ladder tree stands. And then we also have a mount that you mount in the ground who's in your blinds and at the campfire. So it's for hunters and campers.
Okay. So if you're in your ground blind, I mean, when it's time and the turkeys aren't moving real good or you're not seeing any deer and you brought a little lunch with you, you can just set up your table and have lunch.
Oh, absolutely. That was the whole point of it. I thought of this 5 years ago because I was eating a sandwich and a beverage and a deer came in and I had nowhere to put the stuff. He spotted me and spooked. So I said, boy, you know, a table sitting in a tree stand would be awesome. Here we are. Quite a few years later.
Okay, how does this work in a tree stand?
It's kind of rectangular. It's 18 inches long, okay, and 8 inches wide.
Okay, noticed you actually had a cup holder in there, a bottle holder?
Yes, there's a cup holder and then a main compartment and a little compartment for shells or maybe a cell phone, a rangefinder.
That's awesome. How do you fasten it to your tree stand, Bob?
Well, this is what took so long to do because there's so many different mounts,
right,
that you know, this different framework. So we came up with the simplest, most lightweight idea you could come up with. Two bolts, two wing nuts attaches it to your frame, your foot frame, and that you can put in front of you, right in your left ear. An 18-inch pole screws into that frame, to that base, and then your table simply slides on top of that pole, and there you are. You're good to go.
Wow, that's really cool. All right, how can our listeners find this R&S tree stand table?
If you go on the web at www.treestandtables.com, that'll bring you to a web page. And there's also a way to do it by text. You just text your name and email to 716-646-TREE, which would be 8733.
Okay, do that phone number again for me.
716-643-TREE.
Ben, give the website out again.
Okay, the website is www.treestandtables.com.
So the name of the table is just Tree Stand Table, right?
It's R&S Tree Stand Tables.
Okay. Very cool. Well, Bob, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Our guys in here is going to take a look at the website, and they need to go to Facebook and see your little video. And I got to tell you, don't take this the wrong way, Bob, but I just thought it was really interesting, and it was fun to watch your video because you did a little overacting just like they do on television with the infomercials, no different than the rest of them. You know?
We wanted to catch your attention there, you know, just make it a little dramatic.
and you did, and we really enjoyed it because we have a story time about infomercials, and when we saw that, we all cracked up.
That was the idea there. I just want to say, Ray, absolute honor and privilege speaking with you. You are a true legend in our field of punting here, and I do appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you, Bob. Well, we'll be in touch. We'll be doing more. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. See you, Bob.
Be a safe hunt. Okay, bye-bye.
I grew up with a tradition of hunting with family and friends and enjoying the outdoors together, and camp was more important to us, and the food and the time together was more important than whether you killed a deer or not. The big buck talk, you gotta kill a big buck, how many inches? And to me, I'm not condemning it. If you're into that, that's fine. And if you like that, that's great. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's not for me. I want to let you know, I hunt from the ground. Comfortable, nice big chair, had my coffee in there, had a set of shooting sticks, I had my camera on tripod and was able to record my hunt without being up in the tree. I know a lot of you like to get up in trees, but you know, we didn't used to hunt in trees. We hunted on the ground. Things happen where guys fall out and get hurt in trees. So it's a lot safer on the ground. I'm old and fat. I like sitting on the ground. It works good for me. And we're going to run up to Minnesota. Custom cottages, Vogelbauer. We've had Eric on several times. In the old days, you remember the shooting houses we had? These are custom shooting houses. These are nice. But he's building to us for a radio show and for Midwest Outdoors Television. Eric, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Great. Okay, what size is mine?
4x8.
4x8, yes. For a camera, two people.
You could put three comfortably in there.
Okay.
It's nice because you got a nice height in there. You got about a 6.5 foot, almost 7 foot inside height on the blinds now.
Okay.
It's kind of nice.
And we can put this in the back of the pickup truck and take it right out there and set it down?
Yeah, what I've done is I've built and designed a ski that is mounted to the bottom of these things.
Okay.
And with your four-wheeler ramp, you just hook it onto the winch that's in the back of your truck that drops in your stake pockets and pull it up if you're alone, or two guys just slide it right on top of your fender wells.
Tell our listeners about blind you built for us, okay? Tell them what is involved in this and why this is so unique, how this thing works, because it is really, really cool.
So what we've done is we've designed a hard-side, soft-sided, pop-up style blind. And the reason being it's a hard-side, soft-side, it collapses down when it's not in use. And it's completely wrapped with aluminum, so nothing can get in there and chew your stuff up.
Not even the Vogelbauer.
No, not even. Okay. So, you know, it's a simple concept, and it works. And for the average guy, you know, for us up here, it doubles as a fish house.
Right.
You know, you're not dumping a whole lot of dough out. You can use multi-purposes, lightweight. I think the 4x8 with the pedestal boat seats in there, bases, hydraulic seat post. It's got clear PVC windows on all four sides. It also has screens that match the pattern,
okay.
So for no seams. And then those all zipper shut, and you can do one, you know, one or all the windows open or closed or whatever the case may be. They're all insulated. You know, basically, you open the door up. It's a regular size door with a lock on it. Go inside. You push this up. You set your arm. You got two poles that oppose each other with radiuses on them. You put those into place. Put a spreader bar in it, and away you go.
Ready to
when
rock.
You're done hunting. You just drop the poles down. Hook it up to your ATV or whatever you got out there.
Drag it
with the hitch and drag it to where your truck again or a trailer or leave it there.
Or hunt this one area that's great in the morning, like I'm going to do. And hunt there. Then when we're finished, hook onto it, take it over to the evening field on the food plot and set it up. You can change places with it.
Yeah, leave all your gear in it. I mean,
leave everything. You don't have to haul. Oh, it's awesome. And we've been telling everybody from years on here, I don't know, I'm not sure what year it started where you had to get in a tree to hunt a deer, but it is so much more comfortable and so much safer on the ground. And with our hunting public aging, and they are, our hunters aging, and with all these youth hunts and stuff, this is perfect. Comfortable. On the ground, safe, out of the weather, out of the elements. It's great.
Well, you know, it also gives the disabled kids an opportunity to get out there, too.
Yeah.
All my doors are 36 inches wide.
Oh, wheelchair accessible.
Somebody in a chair, you know, whether it be a vet, whether it be a child,
that's very
anybody.
Cool. That's cool. Know. Wow. Love that.
So,
four-wheeler.
Eric, give us a website.
It's CustomCottagesInc.com up here in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. All right. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for coming on the show morning. Okay? Have a great weekend, my friend.
Later.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bye.
All right. How about that, boys and girls?
Oh, my
God.
That
is like so cool. Buy a blind, cheap, few hundred dollars, tears up, comes apart, brake rods. Buy something you can set on your farm and hunt with your grandkids, everybody. How cool is that? Wow. We need to take a break. Very good. All right, let's take a break. We'll see you all on the other side.